on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Finish the 2024-25 season up in Canada's capital tonight in a showdown with a rising power out of the Eastern Conference. The Ottawa Senators see this game as a tune-up for their playoff run against the Toronto Maple Leafs, while the Hawks see this game as a chance to close out their season on a positive note with their second win in two nights and against two teams that are headed for the Stanley Cup chase. We're underway here in Ottawa as the Sens get control, and Hamonic will toss it from center ice down in on goal. And Spencer Knight just gloves the puck and holds onto it there. We get a whistle and a face-off in the circle. It was right. Near corner, Korchinski. Little lead pass to Connor Bedard at center ice. He's over the center line and from the right circle. Shoots, he scores! Didn't take him long. 1:28 into the contest. Connor Bedard firing home his 22nd goal in the season, and the Hawks are off on the right foot, leading Ottawa 1-0. Over more to center ice. To the Senator line, drops it off to Joe Valeno. He's over the line, a shot from the slot, he scores! Oh, a hard wrist shot from the tops of the circles by Joe Valeno. This beats Forsberg cleanly. The Hawks now have a 2-0 lead with 13:47 left in period number two. Leno now kicks the puck down ice into the Ottawa zone and finishes his check on Martin Paolo behind the net, but he shot it around the left wing side into the Hawk zone, down the left wing, a shot, they score! This is off the stick of Cousins. Cousins was positioned perfectly at center ice in front of the benches as that pass came through. Got in behind the Hawks, moved to the net and shot and scored. It's now 2-1 in favor of the Hawks. Now Shabbat fires from the top of the left circle. He scores. And the Senators have tied the score at 2.
Yeah. Face-off win. Bang, bang, play over to Shabbat. He just fired one up into the top corner. Long-range snipe there from Shabbat. He's got a 6-game point streak going now to finish off the season. That's his 9th. Of the season.
Bedard put it into the deep slot. Renzel back to Bedard, top of the left wing circle. He'll move into the high slot. Give it to Bertuzzi, bottom of the left circle. Back to Bedard. Shoots, he scores! His second of the night. Top right corner over the shoulder of Forsberg on the glove side. Call it a Bedard. I mean, he did that with authority, folks. When do you see the video highlights of this one? Circle to the left of Spencer Knight. It's going to be Foligno facing off. And the drop of the puck, they score! Off the draw, Matheson with a quick shot. Dylan Cousins won the draw. And Matheson took the puck inside the right circle near the slot area and snapped it past Spencer Knight. We're tied at 3, and again it took the Senators all of 5 seconds to score in this power play. Stützle moving up the left wing through center ice and over the Hawk line. Stützle down to the corner. Murphy poke checks it away. Actually, Renzel now got to it. Pokes it ahead. Here's Bedard at center ice. Over the center line. Right circle. Drop past Nazar. Shinty scores! Hawks win in overtime. They end the season with a Frank Nazar goal through the legs of Forsberg. And the Hawks beat the Ottawa Senators 4-3 in overtime. Outstanding work by this young Chicago Blackhawks team. The official line, the last goal of the season at 48 seconds of overtime. Frank Nazar, his 12th from Bedard and Renzel. Hawks win 4-3. Their final record for the 2024-25 season is now 25-46-11. While with this overtime loss, Ottawa's record drops to 44-30-7.